wouldn't allow people on the committees, and it caused a lot of. It was.
Well, that's true.
Very disruptive. What's the matter?
Let's move on.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, okay. Let's. So, is there any more discussion on Serene's amendment, which would add the language about the affiliate directors to George's motion? My God.
Okay,
okay.
We can't because we it's too much turmoil. The chair needs to deal with this.
The chair can't deal with the security chair.
Where's Lauren? To vote on the Screens Amendment to George's motion and then Lydia's amendment and then
This is embarrassing.
Did they go outside?
We need to stop things for a minute until this is settled. Security's already in here now, and that's got to either take its course or stop, one or the other. But that's not the point. It's going to be a problem. If we continue on, it's going to be a bigger problem. Because they'll have plenty of reason to continue.
It's three right directors now, who are causing it. I know that.
That's insane. But the security is in here. Let's let security do it. What if this Marty needs to pull out? Can we have...
Folks, eyes forward.
Thank you. Could we reassemble?
No.
If Margie's coming, then we can. I don't know if they really need her out there. Okay. Could we reconvene? Could all the board members have their seat? And could you bring us up to speed where we are? Where was the? Were we in debate, or was there motions or amendments on the table?
There's two amendments pending.
Okay.
One amendment adds up to two affiliate seats to every committee. The other amendment adds language that makes it clear that we're not interfering with the composition of any committee whose specific composition is laid out in the bylaws.
I will not be sitting in this room with Tony Norman as vice chair. I will not do it.
Okay. So, was there the discussion on the amendment, or where were we? The amendment has been seconded?
I think you got to pick one for us to vote on first.
Okay.
And see if anyone wants to discuss it. George was kind of guiding us through that. Here's Mark.
Did you actually introduce the motion?
Okay. Where are we at? Did we vote on your amendment?
Well, your amendment,
Okay.
Is the only language about the two affiliates?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then.
Where's this motion?
Okay.
Jeez.
Point of information.
Yeah.
The governance committee, I'm just not, why did they leave out the, they must have had a reason for leaving out the affiliates, and so why would we be adding them if it seems like they would be included in there? I just don't understand why they would leave them out. Reasoning.
Do you want to respond to that, George?
Yeah, we didn't think of it.
That's what I thought. And generally, I think that people, when people say directors...
Can we remedy that now?
Yeah.
Point of information.
Yes, Kim?
The governance committee governs the Pacifica National Board. That's really not something the affiliates does. The affiliates are not here to govern the Pacifica National Board. They sit on other, they're not allowed to be on the National Finance Committee either.
Okay.
Does that sound logical to our, I think it makes sense.
Brian.
So, the bylaws don't say anything about the affiliate directors serving on any committee.
Oh, right? Okay.
That's the oversight that I think George is trying to address now.
Okay.
But if we bring affiliate directors on because we value their wisdom, I don't know why we would value it any less on questions of procedure, which is what the governance committee deals with, than on questions of programming, which is what the programming committee deals with.
And
all any committee does is develop proposals to bring for the board to vote on. No committee's in charge of the board.
Okay. Lucette.
I wonder if we can make this thing any more comical. To me, honestly, we are doing committee's work as far as I'm concerned. We have a full agenda. We have matters coming from a previous 2 days maybe to deal with, and I basically am not following what's happening here. Two people, one person, what is exactly we doing?
Let me suggest that we go back to the original motion from the governance committee and see if we can deal with that.
Information.
Hold on 1 second. And I just want to ask George if he would be willing to motivate the motion from the governance committee, and then we'll see where we are. And I would say, okay.
Point of order, Lydia already motivated it.
No, well, he's the...
I already motivated it, too.
Yeah.
Sounds but like it needs to be motivated again, I'll motivate it.
Right. I think it does because I think, you know, we've had a little kerfuffle here and it's been hard to keep, excuse me, did you want to be recognized, Kim?
I did.
Okay, well, I'm recognizing you now. You have a point of information, you have a question. What is your question?
Relative to the affiliates being on governance, they don't sit on the LSBs. They have no knowledge of our local governance. Therefore, they really can't
participate in our national governance. This is not. What's your question, please?
That was my point of information. Informing.
No, you don't. That's not. And that's funny. A point of information is a question. If you want to talk about the motion, you'll have a chance to talk about it. George, would you read it again and explain to us why?
It is the sense of the governance committee that at most two PNB directors are delegated to serve on each standing committee from the directors from each station. If three or more directors from a given station wish to be on a particular committee, there shall be an STV election to determine which two will be chosen to serve. this motion was made to eliminate the practice of the majority faction selecting one of their members to be on the committee and locking out the minority faction. So this way that can't happen. It could happen by putting, it really can't happen. You could put three up because it's an STV election. It's guaranteed that the minority will get a position. So that was what its purpose was. And as far as the affiliates are concerned, we didn't think about where they would go, but I think the affiliates basically were, I think the practice has been that they would be wherever they wanted to be, essentially.
Thank you.
Keep up the practice.
Okay. Lydia.
Okay.
Who are you?
So how this started, and we had our...
Lydia, who are you?
You just said Lydia.
No,
that's
I said...
who I am. You already said who I am, so KPFK. So our corporate attorney at the time gave an opinion, but how it started, because it's not just about majority-minority, although it accommodates that, was it was Ken Aaron and Ali Lexa from my station, KPFK, who were sitting on the side. They said, Lydia, did you ever notice that it only says at least one, because they both wanted to be on the then technology committee, because they both had that expertise. So then, which absolutely makes sense. There might be two people at any one station that have that expertise. Obviously, we wouldn't accommodate all four. It would be too much. But anyway, so then the opinion was asking our then corporate counsel, Andy Gold, who explained it in open session and then sent us a written opinion stating the same thing, that the bylaws are clear that say, except as otherwise provided in these bylaws, all committees shall include at least one director from each foundation radio station and two delegates who are not then serving as directors. I think I have to concur, since I only, when I was reading this tonight, was when I noticed the absence of affiliates, but I think I have to concur with Kim on this, which may be a first, but no, actually a second. But anyway, So that was the genesis, and that was the legal opinion on it. And in the year that we did this, it served that purpose. And we didn't have problems with quorums. And because there were more directors,
please,
you reach
please.
Consensus before you take the committee motions to the PMB. And I felt that it moved things farther. And that was my motivation for that.
Okay.
So since I raised that issue of the affiliates, I think that since it's not in the bylaws, I'm very conflicted about that, but nevertheless.
Okay. I think George told us that, excuse me, if you want to have private conversation, please take it out of the room. Thank you. That George told us the practice has been that the affiliate directors have been able to serve where they chose. And I think, as Brian said, we should leave it at that. And just, that's what I have to say. Serene.
Okay, so are we ready to talk about my amendment?
Yes.
Okay, thanks, which I've actually written down for myself. So I would insert after from the directors... I'm sorry. Should one of these froms be a four? Anyway, after the words from each station in this motion, I would insert except where the bylaws specify a committee's composition or a specific or limited composition. Would that be a better way to phrase that? Sorry.
No, I just think
How about otherwise prescribed by the bylaws?
Otherwise, that's the term, prescribed.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the amendment now.
Okay. So so that takes care of the committees that are made up of specific individuals like the Finance Committee and the Coordinating Committee. There may be others, I don't know, but those are the two that I'm familiar with. Is there any discussion on Serene's amendment seconded?
Yeah, I think somebody seconded it.
Second.
Okay, good. Is there any discussion on Serene's amendment? Very good. Is there any opposition to Serene's amendment? Okay, thanks. All right, so now we're ready to talk about George's motion as amended. the governance committee motion as amended. Could somebody read it to us?
It is the sense of the governance committee that at most two PNB directors be delegated to serve on each standing committee where not prescribed by the bylaws from the directors from each station. If three or more directors from a given station wish to be on a particular committee, there shall be an STV election to determine which two will be chosen to serve.
Thank you. All right. Is there any opposition to this motion? Very good. So, seeing no opposition, it shall be so ordered. Thank you. And this becomes policy of the PNB. Okay. Now, the other two committee reports Lawrence.
We have more. If you want to take the time to talk about them. Some of them are. One of them will be contentious, and we'll probably need a legal opinion on it.
that's the kind we want to deal with. Okay.
Point of information.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we do this? I know that there is an urgent. Okay, I'm sorry, Lawrence. Go ahead.
Wait. Chair, I'm really struggling to stay awake and remain here present. I'm very tired, and I think a lot of us are very tired. And I'm hoping that we could maybe carry over the rest of this stuff for tomorrow morning.
What's the will of the body? What do people want to do?
Madam Chair?
Brian.
I have a point of information for George.
Okay.
Are any of the remaining proposals from the governance committee so time sensitive that we would be mooted if we did not they would be mooted if we did not take them up this weekend?
No, there are some that are moot, but not because of we won't be taking them up this weekend.
My proposal is that we move the agenda forward to populating committees.
Well, no, I've seen urgent emails from both the Elections Committee and the Audit Committee who both of whom have issues that we need to take up.
I withdraw.
That's okay. Rodrigo and then Tony. Go ahead, Rodrigo.
Yeah, I say whatever way we have to do it, we have to move ahead with whatever business we have to finish tonight.
Okay.
I mean, I came for it, and it doesn't matter what time, you have to go to sleep. We have to finish what we have to do. So we have to do it.
Tony.
Yeah, I agree with Lawrence, but perhaps we should have a time certain that'll make us.
Do you want to suggest a time?
What time is it now?
9:03.
So 10 o'clock.
Is that all right?
Adjourn at
10.
Can we do in between that 9:30?
How about 9:45?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Firm. Okay. Firm adjournment time at 9:45. Lydia.
Yes, I think because we have to hire an election supervisor by next month, and so therefore we have to. Approve advertising, putting out the ad for it, and so forth. Then I think that we should prioritize at least that motion from the elections committee, and then we can reevaluate which committee reports should be. We can go back to governance or finance or whatever else is urgent. But that's time sensitive.
Point of order,
Hank. There's one. Yes.
Even though I know that, but. I think it is urgent. If we run out of time and we don't appoint these committees, we won't have anything functioning.
Yeah.
We need a functioning committee. That is a priority, to have functioning committees to do these things that we're voting.
Okay. So I agree. And I would suggest that on the functioning committee, let me just do this. On the functioning committees, I would ask the secretary or the assistant secretary if they could prepare a sheet with the committees on it so directors can sign up for committees tomorrow when we meet, and then that doesn't have to take up time in the meeting. We'll just see people sign up. If there happens to be a situation where three directors sign up, then we'll have to have an election, but I doubt that's going to happen. So let's do the committee assignments on paper tomorrow. Yes, Lawrence.
Madam Chair, there's a matter of the audit committee that needs.
Yes, the issue from the audit committee is very simple. It's that we rehire the auditor that we use this year. Okay, so let's go back to elections committee. Lydia, do you want to present the elections committee motions?
The chair of the elections committee, Bob Letter, is here.
Okay. Bob, please tell us what we need to do.
Copy of the motions with me.
Oh, okay.
But I could read from it and explain it.
Okay, so you're not supposed to look at any other parts because there's confidential information in there.
It's open to the motions, but not the elections.
Let me go. The elections committee begins on page 3 of 11 in the second section.
Section 3 of 11.
At the top it says 3 of 11. Good Lord.
Oh, this is the wrong report. This is an old report. I sent a new report about 2 weeks ago. That had the most current motions, starting with the one Lydia mentioned concerning the hiring of the national elections.
It's in section 4, section 3. Look in section 3.
No,
page 7 of 11.
No, he was looking. He was looking. Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, so just can I give a very brief context for these motions?
Yes, please.
Okay. So the Elections Committee has been meeting over the past year to look at what happened in the 2012 election and how we can make the next election even, you know, more smooth and hopefully less costly and less time-consuming. And we had some back and forth with the PNB where we asked that the bylaws be followed and the election be held on schedule last year. PNB chose not to do that. They rescheduled the election, which there's no provision to do that, but they did it anyway for this coming year. So based on that new reality, we adopted – oh, and one of the things we did last year, which relates to the motion we're bringing today, is that we actually wrote out, word for word, the draft of a job description for the National Election Supervisor and even a short version that could be used in whatever advertising media require a cost and, you know, a per-word limit. So it's all ready to go. The board just has to approve it, and the ED can post it and move from there. And therefore, we agreed without objection to the following motion. In order to move the process forward, at least according to the bylaw schedule within the year, although a full year later than required, at its January 13, 2014 meeting, the Elections Committee unanimously recommended that the PNB adopt the following motion. Whereas the bylaws require the National Election Supervisor, or NES, to be hired in March of election years, and whereas the Pacifica website currently has no job opening posted for NES, and whereas the Elections Committee submitted suggested drafts of a short and long version of such a job posting to the interim executive director in February 2013, be resolved that the PNB directs the IED to post and advertise a job announcement for National Election Supervisor forthwith. So why don't I stop there, and then there are two other motions.
Okay. Does one of the members of the board want to move that motion?
I'll move it.
Thank you. Is there a second? All right.
I'd like to make an amendment to that.
The floor is open for discussion. Director Uzel wants to make an amendment. Go ahead.
Considering all that is in the bylaws already, and
something happened.
Since that's already in the bylaws, I think it's extremely moot, and I move that it be dismissed because of its mootness.
So is this an amendment or what is it?
I don't think it's an amendment. It's an argument against the motion. I'm sorry.
All right. Substitute motion.
What's your substitute motion?
That motion be sent back to committee.
Okay, thank you. Bob, you want to respond?
Yes, thank you.
There's not a second. We don't need to discuss.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was there a second to that amendment? Okay. So now we're discussing the substitute motion. Go ahead, Bob.
Thanks. This situation came up last year, perhaps about this time of year, where we were concerned that the bylaws required the position to be filled in March. And logically speaking, if it's going to be filled in March, you have to start advertising it ideally in January, but certainly by February. And so we communicated with the interim executive director. We wrote her and said, what is your plan? Here's some text for you. You can go ahead and post. She did not respond. We asked the board then at a later meeting. We said, board, the bylaws are not being followed. Please direct the ED to do that. And I don't think they adopted our motion until July. So that's why I think it is not a self-implementing. It may be in the bylaws. That doesn't mean that the ED automatically implements the bylaws. And given this history, we are asking the board to direct the ED to follow the or follow this whatever version.
Can we get time? Of bylaws.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, let's have. You're right. Let's have 90 seconds for discussion. Okay. Richard, the secretary says you need to write your motion down, but would...
To refer back to committee.
Oh, refer back to committee. Okay, that's easy enough. And I have a speaker's list, and I'll recognize you in a minute. Okay, well, here we go. So my speaker's
here
list is Lucette, and
yes.
Then I saw another
hand. I think
hand.
I get to motivate my motion for...
All right, go ahead, motivate your motion. I'm sorry.
One of the problems this board has, you don't know the difference between board duties and management duties. Mm-hmm. You tend to micromanage.
You tend to try to micromanage.
You're
off. You tend to try to
micromanage.
You tend to try to micromanage. You don't do a very good job of it. This is micromanaging. It's in the bylaws. It's not late. You know, why don't we quit this? Why don't we do what we're supposed to do? We're supposed to be doing policies, not micromanaging somebody who hadn't even been hired yet.
Thank you. The floor is open for discussion on the amendment to send back to committee. And I have on the list, I have Lucette, Kim, and Brian.
Unfortunately, I have to follow the same sentiment of the last speaker. If it's in the bylaws and for some reason the executive director doesn't do it, then what do we do with an instruction? I mean, we just have to find ways of getting these things done rather than have these instructions given in motions and we spending so many hours, minutes doing it. What's to make her do it if she didn't do it in the first place? What is a motion going to? What difference would a motion make to instruct?
Okay. Thank you, Lucette. Kim, and then Brian.
One of the things the election committee was tasked with, or self-tasked with, was to cut costs. Are there any cost-cutting measures connected with?
I'm sorry. Kim, what we're discussing now is sending the motion back to the committee.
Fine. Well, that's my question. They're saying they want this motion on the floor. He's saying it goes back. I want to find out if that's with it.
Okay. What is your point of order?
That question is not germane to the motion, which is whether we refer this particular thing back to the committee or not.
Well, it is to me because I want to...
Okay. It's okay. Go ahead.
Well, are
you... Okay. Finish your point, please.
I'm just like an answer question.
Okay. So, Bob, do you want to respond to that?
Sure. As you'll see in the report that is in your board book, I'll just read it and make it quick. Okay, so describe what we did last year, and then said, in the meantime, the Elections Committee had a working group develop a list of suggestions and a timeline for steps to ensure smooth-running elections in 2014. See Appendix 1. The committee is actively working on strategies to reduce costs for those elections. Specifically, members are working to ascertain whether any local nonprofit community organization, e.g. the League of Women Voters, or college or university department or association, can provide any of the services of the local election supervisor at low or no cost. The committee will develop a list of tasks in the LES position so that such organizations can determine which, if any, they can fulfill, thereby reducing the hours and cost of a local election supervisor. If any PNB or LSB members can help in this outreach, contact our secretary, Michael Novick, et cetera.
Thank you. The answer is no, there are no cost-cutting with this.
I didn't recognize you. Thank you. Okay. Any other discussion? Brian, you're next. Please be quiet, you guys.
The hiring of an election supervisor is currently 11 months overdue.
Thank you. Lydia.
Okay, so the California Corporations Code reads, the activities and affairs of a corporation shall be conducted and all corporate powers shall be exercised by or under the direction of the board, which is where we got our language. And it was our affiliate director, who has left, Janice, to whom it had been, she had volunteered to do the study on the e-voting. When we voted for the e-voting, we have not received that report, I assume, because we didn't have the elections. But that was the purpose of that. So all of it was not being conducted in the Elections Committee, but we never received a report as to that as an alternative for cost-cutting. Thank you. And I support the Elections Committee motions, especially based on what I just read from the CalCorp.
All right. Lawrence.
May I call a question?
All right. Is there any opposition to coming to a vote at this time? Okay.
Chair, I'm a bit disgusted at the... but... You shouldn't be conducting the meeting from out there. It's not right.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you mean.
It's okay.
What is she saying?
She said it's okay.
Okay.
I just spoke Dutch.
Fine. Okay. Is there any objection to closing debate? Therefore, we'll come to a vote on the Elections Committee proposal. Let me ask.
On a closing debate on the.
What? There was no.
Sorry, I got you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm foggy. We're going to vote first on Richard Uzel's amendment. And his amendment is substitute motion, right. His substitute motion is to send this matter back to committee. Will all those in favor of that motion please raise your hands? Can somebody count?
Three, four, five.
Okay.
Six.
Okay. Okay. Those opposed.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Okay. Thank you. So the motion is defeated. Oh, I'm sorry. Abstentions? I apologize. You always have to remind me about that. Okay. One abstention. Would the secretary read the vote, please?
Oh, six yes.
Okay, six yes, nine no, one abstention. So the amendment is defeated. Now I'd like to ask the body if we're ready to come to a vote on the... is there any objection to coming to a vote on the motion from the Elections Committee? Okay, in that case, we'll vote on it. All those in favor of the motion from the Elections Committee, please raise your hands.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Okay, all those opposed? Any abstentions?
Two.
No, three.
Two.
Oh, one over here.
Three.
Okay, three abstentions. Thank you. All right, so the motion carries. Let me ask the question that Ryan asked George about the governance committee. Are there any other motions from the elections committee that need urgent attention?
Yes, one more.
Okay.
And this, we did discuss this very question about which are the absolute priorities for the board to take up ASAP. And the second one on the next page of your board book, motion number two for PNB consideration, is time sensitive.
Okay.
May I go ahead?
Please.
Okay. So this also was adopted unanimously by the committee at our most recent meeting, which is January 14th. I'll just read it. They are not numbered. It's the page after the one I was reading from earlier.
3 of 11.
Page in section 3 of your handbook, of your hand, your board book.
At the top of the pages, there's numbers. Page 8.
No. You're in the wrong section.
Section 3.
Go to section 3 and then count in 4 pages.
Section 3, committee and task force reports. It's the very third page.
One.
Of that section.
Two, three.
The third.
At the top of the page, it says motion number two for PNB consideration. Does everyone see that? Okay. The Elections Committee wishes to remind the PNB that the PNB passed the following motion in July 2013, but to our knowledge, no station has yet taken any action to implement it. In order to minimize costs and disruption of the 2014 delegate elections, the Elections Committee recommends that the PNB adopt the following motion. Whereas the California Corporations Code requires that the Foundation maintain a current list of its members at its headquarters, and whereas the PNB adopted a motion on July 11, 2013 on recommendation of the Elections Committee, directing general managers to begin engaging in procedures to clean up their station's membership lists, resolve that the PNB directs the IED to direct the general managers at all 5 stations to implement the following process immediately for the 2 classes of station members, listeners, and paid and unpaid staff, to be concluded no later than March 31st, 2014, in order to prepare for the final deadline of June 15th, 2014, for members to be qualified for the 2014 delegates election. And that earlier motion from last July reads as follows. The PNB directs the IED, according to the policy previously adopted by the PNB, that general managers mail each member by the most economical rate available that will produce address corrections by the post office in order to update and clean the list. Members should return information updating email addresses and postal addresses. The mailing should include a reference to the opt-out feature in a sentence that offers members a choice between balloting, meaning paper balloting, and candidate statements on paper or electronically. The PNB also recommends, this is not a mandate, it's a recommendation, that each station's mailing to its members include a fundraising appeal.
Thank you. Is there a board member who would like to make that motion?
It's automatically on the floor when a committee votes it.
Sorry.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a substitute motion.
Point of information.
Point of information, Brian.
The motion you read was prefaced by the words, the Election Committee wishes to remind the PNB of. What are you actually asking us to do, aside from remember? Sorry about that.
It's just the whereas.
No.
No?
It's explanation. That's why I put that in regular type, and the actual motion is in bold italics. So the motion you're voting on starts with the word whereas, the California Corporations Code.
Right.
What precedes it is just background.
Madam Chair, I'd like to propose a substitute motion.
Yes. It's okay. Richard.
This motion has already been passed by the PNB last summer, and it's dilatory to mess with it now, and I move that it go back to the committee for something.
Is there a second for something? Is there a second to Richard's motion?
Second.
Is there any
point of information, though?
Yes, Lisette.
Is it true that it was considered last year?
Yep.
Can I clarify?
Go ahead, Bob.
The next to the last paragraph that's indented, that text was adopted last summer, but it called for certain steps to clean up the list. To our knowledge, someone could correct us, None of those steps have been taken, and it's now 8 months later. That's why we're concerned bringing it back, saying, please implement. Essentially, what this boils down to is please, the PNB saying, please implement our earlier motion that is extremely time sensitive.
May I motivate my motion, please?
Hold on 1 second, Summer. Somebody said something that I couldn't hear because of. Who just spoke into the mic? Did somebody ask to be recognized?
I did, to motivate my motion.
Go ahead, Richard. Motivate your motion.
Okay. One thing that
what
just...
What do we recognize?
What?
Yeah, okay. What do we recognize?
I'm being timed and photographed and all kinds of crap. One thing that this board does that they don't do very well is micromanage. This board has no concept of what their duties are and what, as opposed to what management's duties are. Once again, you're micromanaging or you're attempting to micromanage. Maybe this isn't going to go anywhere either. Maybe it doesn't. You know, you people are in two different worlds. Get with the real world.
Okay. Brian.
I would like to agree with Richard, and I would like someone to take our picture.
All right.
Okay. Look, I opposed this motion when it came up originally last summer, and I want to say briefly why. What this motion calls for our stations to do in order to save money, purportedly, is to conduct an extra mailing by a return service class, which means first class, with a reply device, because people are supposed to send back information, so that means you're paying to stuff an envelope in there. No numbers were presented with this motion that would indicate that we would have any likelihood of making more money from it than it would save us. Our stations clean up their lists, or should be cleaning up their lists, by other means every time a bill for a pledge or a premium that's been shipped out or a tax statement gets bounced back through the mail.
Amen. Okay. 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 Rodrigo.
So, I was going to ask for a point of information, but it might be. So, the situation is that it seems like partially it was approved, right? It was discussed. And now what we need to have is the results. You know, if according to Bob, that nothing at this moment has been enforced, right? So my question is for either members of the last board or the AED, why this motion that was somehow approved has not been implemented? You know, what is the why hasn't been implemented? Whoever can answer these questions better, please. You know, I don't know. Maybe.
Summer has asked to respond to that question, so go ahead, Summer.
Sure, which can segue nicely into the papers lying here, which are more current financials than what were in your books. These were prepared by National Office Accounting staff this week. Because the network's financially hemorrhaging, that's why. Because we laid off two-thirds of the staff in New York, because Washington, D.C. doesn't pay its health care benefits, because New York doesn't pay its health care benefits, because the two East Coast stations don't pay central services, because the two California stations may be facing significant layoffs because they are that close to the edge financially. That's why. And doing another mailing, which generates zero money as a return, when we are laying people off and trying to figure out how to keep their health care coverage together, every single month, KPFT, WPFW, and WBAA are tied together on the health insurance. KPFT is the only one that pays it. So I don't know what to say except for maybe 1 month here or there from the other stations. You're asking these stations that are cutting their staffs, you're asking me as, you know, their boss, to basically say, I'm sorry, I need to lay off more people because you need to do an extra mailing. That's somebody's salary. You're asking me to force a station to pay the equivalent of an employee's salary to get address corrections. How about when the stuff comes back in? I couldn't agree with Brian Moore. We have staff. Actually correct the addresses. The scrubbing I did of the National Office database, it had not been cleaned in 8 years. That's a crime. So I just don't want to say this is, I mean, from my perspective, this is dilatory in a financially distressed situation that is this distressed. So, yes, clean stuff up when it comes back through all the mailings we do for other things. No, they don't have the money to do it, and it's that simple. Okay, thank you.
Know,
it's the same reason we haven't had elections and why the national election supervisor hasn't been hired. There's no money to hire these people at all.
Do you know... I'm sorry.
May I distribute the financials to everyone quietly while we're doing this, just
yes.
so I can get that done? You have four documents each, and one of them's a, like a pie sheet, you know, spread chart. And one, let me make one point clear. So it shows no money for the end of year mailing, but that's because it ends at the end of year. The money has come in during January of the following year. So I just want to point that out so you don't go, oh, my God, there's no money there, okay? So, and it's, yeah, but that's the only. And I didn't prepare these, and I haven't reviewed absolutely everything, but they were prepared by the accountants. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Rodrigo, were you finished? Did you get an answer to your question?
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Lawrence.
See, I appreciate that. I appreciate that some of it provide that explanation. But I think it's kind of neglectful not to have... provided that response last year when that motion was indented into the motion that's being presented again today. I mean, this is why a lot of listeners and a lot of staff and, you know, around the network mistrust, because we don't get the information to, there's a knee-jerk reaction to provide that information. So, I mean, I really do appreciate that that information. It informs my vote as well, but it's not going to change my vote. I will vote for this motion.
Okay, thank you. I have Carolyn on the list, and then Lucette.
Richard, to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Carolyn.
Thank you. Yeah, as a member of that committee, I must say I disagree somewhat with. The disingenuous response that the committee did not know that there is no money. The committee was fully informed of financial reports and members like me saying that this motion is foolish if not dilatory because there's just no money. So there's no point badgering the PNB and the ED to hire someone when there's no money. And I think that the committee would have been much better served if it had done some fundraising or it had figured out a way to make such a mailing as they were proposing productive, that is, by analyzing the cost, estimating the cost benefits, figuring out a less expensive way to send it out, and targeting the membership and, in fact, talking to the various stations. That committee had members on it from every single station who at one point were asked to go back and talk to their stations about cleaning up the list. They never did that. And I think that it's very nice. I call them feel-good motions. The Elections Committee happens to do quite a few of them. Other committees do them too. There's just no money
Thank
and
you.
There's no point in passing that sort of micromanaging as Director Uzzell points out. Thank you.
Okay. Lucette, and then I'll call on you, Bob, soon. Okay, I'm just looking at the time. Lucette, then Richard, and
thank
then Lydia and Hank. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. I heard the word neglect associated with not offering information about. Well, the same information that someone just proffered. But listen to this. This motion here is asking that the general managers mail each member by the most economical rate available that will produce address corrections by the post office. Now, I am not sure that we could do that without money. And it doesn't take a rocket science to work that it will cost money. What I would suggest, though, because we're so much in financial straits, I would suggest that we try as much as possible from each committee that we give a cost implication to the recommendations that we put to the board. I don't know how easy it would be, but I've done it elsewhere, and it would make people think before they come here and then jump and call somebody neglectful or whatever it is. If we can please look at cost implications of these recommendations. Thank you.
Okay. I have Richard, Lydia, I'm going to call on Bob, and then Hank and Serene on the list, and I hope we can come to a vote. Richard.
I was on planet Earth last year, and I knew that we didn't have any money.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I have a point of information. This, first of all, this language was worked on by the Elections Committee, and I believe that Carolyn Burden helped draft it. Am I correct about that?
That's my recollection.
No, I think you helped draft this. I remember we had some exchanges about it. It's okay.
Yeah.
The other question I have is, did this motion pass the PMB?
Yes. On July 11th, 2013.
Thank you. Okay. I'm just like, where am I?
So okay. Why did we bring it
Thank
back?
You. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bob. You may go ahead and speak.
Sure. Oh, just to answer the last question I heard on this side of the table, why we're bringing it now is because it hasn't been implemented. But also, in terms of what the executive director said, and other election committee members, please correct me if I'm wrong, this is news to us. We did not know, and perhaps the executive director could explain what she meant, because I didn't quite follow it when she said, for the first time in 8 years, there was a mailing. Was this at all five stations to clean up the list?
Let me clarify. No. Okay. I did an end-of-year mailing for the national office. When
right.
I attempted to do it the first time, when I first started working here, the database was unusable because it hadn't been cleaned in 8 years, which
right.
meant every time returned mail
Our
came back,
exactly.
nobody
right.
ever took out the bad addresses. It's like right. they just sat there. I paid someone to sit there and by hand remove
okay.
thousands of bad addresses. And what I'm saying is it's a staff issue that stuff does come back. You have the opportunity to clean your mailing list every time, whether it's
right.
an appeal letter or the ballots from prior elections. It was a failure of management at various points
okay.
to clean the database.
And when okay. was that done, that cleanup?
Oh, for my office. This is just for my office.
Yeah.
This isn't for the network. This was the national office that
oh, the
was
national
done.
Office.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm saying that office hadn't had its database cleaned in 8 years.
But not the
so
five
presumptively,
stations
I would think that some of the similar problems may exist at some of the stations
right.
by how derelict it was there.
Right.
Okay.
Hence
Thank
our
you.
Motion. Because what motivated this, maybe I should have said this at the outset, and this was not brought by me, but by members at stations where there had been repeated, not just the 2012 election, but perhaps every election in the history of this organization had had hundreds or perhaps thousands of
mm-hmm.
ballots that were bounced, that were returned for bad addresses, and hundreds or thousands of voters who were duly qualified who did not receive ballots and deluged a hotline with calls saying, where's my ballot? So this motion was crafted to attempt to prevent that both costly, disruptive, and extremely demoralizing experience that we had had in something like seven elections in a row. And our information, and there were some efforts to reach out to GMs at some stations, was that their staffs were too strapped
Madam
to
Chair.
Do the sort of, hold on one second, to do the kind of cleanup that the executive director just mentioned had been done at the national office because it is labor intensive. So we thought a less labor intensive way of doing that would be to simply send a mailing, and that with our last point about a fundraising appeal contained in it, that it probably could be self-sustaining.
Point of order, Madam
Thank
Chair.
You.
Is this being timed?
Yeah, everybody's being timed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian's tired and cranky, he already told us. Lydia.
Okay, so I would like to amend it to include a report back from management from each station as to the progress of their cleanup of the list. I think there has to be some latitude. For example, if I want to clean up a list, and I've been, you know, plenty of nonprofits and whatever, is that you send out a postcard. And a 37-cent postcard is far less expensive, for one thing. But the benefits of it is if you're sending out appeal letters right? You now have a correct address to be able to send out appeal letters and to send out, you know, any announcements for our events. So there's all kinds of benefits to keeping your database current. And it's not always like intentional. We still take a lot, many of the stations still take pledges over the phone, and there are incredible inaccuracies. In doing that, we rely on our wonderful volunteers and on their handwriting and et cetera, et cetera. And then it goes to data entry. So there are many points at which these errors are put in there. But I would like to include that latitude. Let's just ask for a report back by the same date as the mailer and not impose necessarily. And if they want to follow our recommendation of doing that kind of a mailer or a postcard, yeah, okay, or just having volunteers come in and call the phone numbers from those pledge sheets, you know, whatever it is that you're going to do, how are you improving from last time?
That's your time. Okay. So Lydia's amendment is to include a request for a report back from the GMs.
Point of information, Madam Chair?
Yes, Lawrence.
What time is it?
It's a quarter. It's 40. 9:40. I'm sorry. Let me just ask your indulgence for a second. Summer needs to tell us something about the financial reports.
It's very brief. Just when you look in there, you'll see some missing data from KPFA. The business officer is some months behind in certain reconciliations. Okay, so it's not because there was a failure to input data that we had. We don't have it yet, but presumptively we'll have it sometime soon. But
thank you.
So you'll see, just find certain places where you're like, there's no data here. That's why. Okay.
Okay, thank you. So Lawrence, you got your question answered.
Is there a second for that amendment?
I have a point of information, Madam Chair.
What is your point of information, Brian?
Is your motion to substitute a report back for the mailing, or is it to add a report back in addition to the mailing?
No. I said to my amendment is to either accept this as a recommendation, right, and or it's up to management. We need to allow flexibility to allow management to let us know how they are going to clean up their lists. I just gave those examples. It could be by a postcard, it could just be by volunteers or whatever. We're giving them the option of determining and reporting back to us how they plan to clean up those election lists, which have these other benefits.
So Richard, to the stack, please.
I'm trying to clarify what the motion is. I get why you want to do it. I just want to know what it is, not why.
And or a report back from management as to the progress of the cleanup of the election lists. In other words, if they do that mailing, that satisfies the motion. If they can't, then let's get a report back as to how they're satisfying an equivalent.
Okay, so I need some clarification too. Let me ask Lydia. Yeah. So where would you insert that language? It directs the IED, according to the policy, that the general manager shall mail to each member, blah, 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 or report back there at the end of that paragraph?
Point of information.
Okay, thank you.
Point of information.
Point of information, Rodrigo.
Yes.
What is your question?
My question is that wouldn't it be better if, you know, the GMs are requested or required to inform, you know, of the progress instead of leaving, you know, to their decision, you know, to report or not?
Okay, so I strike four.
Okay, Lydia's willing to do that. Benito, you have a question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I just like want to know because I, for whatever reasons, I ain't been able to hear it. The first part that came before and or.
It's this. It's the paragraph on the page.
Yeah, I don't have.
Show him the paragraph, please. Okay. We're quickly coming up on our drop-dead adjournment time, so we're going to have to start voting on these things. So the first vote, I'm going to start calling votes now because it's almost a quarter
Madam
up.
Chair, I asked to be put on the stack to talk against that motion.
Again, well, I'm sorry, there's a bunch of people on the stack, Richard, and Okay, what should I do? I will ask if the body is ready to close debate and...
So moved.
Are there any objections to closing debate?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's a motion that will cause more money, and it's micromanaging.
Okay. Let's take a vote.
Point of order.
All those in... Don't do a point of order.
Okay, go ahead. What is your point of order?
I would ask that we observe the stack.
We agreed that we were going to end this session.
I call the orders of the day.
Okay, so now we have to start voting. The first vote is on, let's see, we have a substitute motion and then we have an amendment to the main motion. So I think the substitute motion goes first. Is that right? Does anybody know?
Sure.
Okay, so the substitute motion is to return this motion to committee. All those in favor of returning it to the committee, please raise your hands.
Please don't leave out the word dilatory.
I don't put dilatory in my... Okay. There's two people in favor of returning this... Three people in... Four. Five. Okay. It's like they grow. Okay. Five people in favor of returning it to committee. Those opposed to returning it to committee, raise your hands. Somebody has to count. Okay, so it doesn't get returned to committee. Lydia has an amendment which would add these words at the end of the indented paragraph. Go ahead, Lydia, what are the words? Oh, they're right here. And report back, so because this is addressed to the GMs, it says, and report back on the progress or alternative means of achieving the same cleanup of the membership lists. Does everyone understand the amendment? Is there any opposition to the... What?
If it's on the indented paragraph, we're amending something we passed 8 months ago. The new directive precedes the indented paragraph.
Oh, okay. So it goes resolved? Is that it goes after that, at the end of that paragraph? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Carolyn. What is your point of information?
There was a directive passed, and I'm so sorry I cannot remember the year... that no motion could be sent to the PNB without a cost analysis of what it would cost. And in this case, I imagine it would mean also an estimate of what the return might be expected to be. Somehow over the years or the months, that just got dropped. And
that's right.
Motions like this keep coming in.
Okay, you're arguing and we're voting. I'm really sorry.
I'm asking...
we ran out of time.
It's too late to do another amendment. But I'm saying it's kind of futile to send this forward because...
Okay.
That's argument.
Yeah, that's argument. Okay. I'm sorry. We're voting on the amendment. Oh, I'm sorry, Rodrigo.
Point of information. Because of my limited understanding sometimes of the wording, does that include, like, the requirement issue? Like, if
yes.
They will require...
It requires the GMs to do one of two things. Okay. All right. Everyone in favor of Lydia's amendment, please raise your hands. And somebody please count. Oh, let me ask if there are any objections to Lydia's amendment.
Yes.
Okay, so let's raise our hands. Everybody raise your hands. Who's in favor of Lydia's amendment, which adds language that would give the GMs an alternative way of providing this information.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Thank you. Opposed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I think Lisette changed her mind. Abstentions?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see abstentions, please.
So
did
I make the new
No, no. There are two abstentions. I see two abstentions. Two abstentions. Okay. Okay. All right. So the motion carries, the amendment carries 10-5-1. Now on the main motion, is there any objection to the main motion as amended?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor of the main motion as amended, please raise your hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay. All those opposed to the main motion as amended. Okay.
Point of information.
Are there I'm sorry. Let me just call for abstentions. Any abstentions on the main motion as amended? Okay. Thank you. Yes, Lucette.
When we give these direct instructions and nothing happens, what do we do?
That's a good question, and I hope we'll discuss that tomorrow. Thank you. Okay. This meeting, I'm sorry, this meeting is adjourned. What? Oh, I'm sorry. The main motion as amended passed 9-4-1. Nine yes, four no, one abstention.
Chair, quick point of...
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I have a question.
Sign-up
sheets for the committees?
I'm going to ask... They're going to create them. Yeah, tomorrow morning. See you here at 9 o'clock. Lucette? 2 years.